The Vikings have arrived in Seattle, preseason game number 2 coming up tomorrow night against the Seattle Seahawks. Our guest right now, Pete Bursich, head analyst of the Vikings Radio Network. He will be calling the game with Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, Ben Lieber, and Greg Coleman. Coming off of the preseason opener in Cincinnati, Pete, and then a few days of practice at Winter Park, what are the goals for preseason game number 2?
You always want to build on what went well from a week ago, and then you want to obviously be a little more consistent and fix those things. So what exactly is that? Well, more success on first downs defensively, get to Seattle into some third and longs, because in a lot of ways Cincinnati and Seattle are pretty similar in that they both have had very solid running games, experienced veteran quarterbacks. So if we can get a couple of short drives out of our defense, I think they'll be happy. We'll get some of the guys down the road, or some of the second and third team guys, can be a little bit more consistent. But, that's why they're backups. So that's what you expect. Offensively, just to get a rhythm. I think that first drive, it was very evident that the guys are not out of rhythm. Teddy has to get quicker with his reads, and they have to be more successful running the ball on first and second downs. It's a total catch 22. One side needs to stop it, the other side needs to do it. But that's what you look for. Penalty free, people on and off the field, and a lot of guys you hope to see this week that you didn't see a lot of a week before, veterans, like Cordarrelle Patterson, and some of the other vets that didn't make it last week.
Yeah, you played defense and coached defense in the NFL. Now you analyze the games. But for those young defenders who kind of made some splash plays in Cincinnati, and I'm thinking of Trey Waynes, Mackenzie Alexander, and Jayron Kearse. As a coach, what are you looking for from them? Because, they made those splashy plays last week, but now here's your second game. So are you coaching them to not get out of their shoes too much and not try and always make the splash play?
Yeah, no, it's the guys that make those plays, it just seems natural. Either they make them or they don't. Either you're that kind of a player or you're not. What you want out of them is a little more consistency. It's great if you make the big play, but if you give up the big play, then it's a bit of a wash. So you're neither ahead nor behind for having you on the field. So the consistency is the key. And, for the younger guys, they have to – then they will learn that. I think Trey Waynes showed a lot of nice things last week, and then he had one or two, things he could have done better, which at this stage of the game, on any second-year player, you would say the exact same thing. So par for the course, I think. I think Mackenzie Alexander shows just a knack for being around the football, which is always, always great. And, we'll see. Jabari Price needs to he made a couple mistakes, but when you're on a corner, you're on an island, there are a lot of mistakes that were made before you get to that red zone, to get to that snap where you make mistakes. So the better play by the entire unit will help. But these young guys will get a little more confidence.
Last one quickly. The Vikings played the Bengals, a perennial playoff team in the last 5 years or so in the first game, and now the Seahawks, another perennial playoff team. I know it's the preseason and these games don't count in the standings, but there's something to be said for playing teams that are well-established, have talent, and have depth in the preseason.
No question about it. I remember back, my day from when I was playing, that when you play a quality team, a team that had a lot of depth, it was always a tougher preseason game. Not necessarily the wins or the losses, but you knew that it was going to be a little bit longer of a night because their backups weren't garbage. They were good, solid players. They were probably starters on other teams. So when we played, the Cincinnati's, the Seattle's of the world, you're getting good veterans, well-coached teams, and that's what the preseason's for, right, to get you ready for the regular season. So I couldn't think of two better teams to play than Cincinnati and Seattle.
Good stuff. The Vikings will kick off preseason game number 2. It's tomorrow night right here in Seattle. Pete Bursich will have the call along with Paul Allen, Greg Coleman, and Ben Lieber. That will be on the Vikings Radio Network, but also locally on Fox 9, the simulcast. Pete will be in his nice fitted suit, looking really good and dapper, calling the game on TV. And if you're not local and you can't catch a game on Fox 9, you'll be able to catch it on NFL Network as well. Thanks, Pete. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Wobby.
You bet.